William Morrow and Harper Audio present Simply the Best, a Chicago Stars novel by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, performed by Nicole Poole. To Vicky Joseph, dear friend and guiding light, whose vision and hard work have enriched the lives of countless families. Prologue. Rory held out her bundle.
Hey, lady, do you want a kid? You can have him for free.
Child, where did you get that baby?
I found him in some bushes. He hardly ever cries. He's a real good baby, and you don't have to pay nothing for him. You can just take him.
But instead of taking her baby brother, the lady called the police.
1.
Rory was drunk. And she'd earned the right to be drunk, and anybody who wanted to judge her for it could go to hell. Not that anyone at this party should be judging.
Juliet,
she said, extending her hand to the man who'd made his way out onto the hotel balcony to her side.
As in Capulet.
Darth,
he replied.
As in Vader.
His voice was deliciously husky, his smile silky, and she was surprised to hear herself laugh.
Tell me, Mr. Vader, are you really evil?
His mouth ticked up at the corner, a mouth with thin, finely carved lips.
It depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you. The three fruity, high-octane cocktails she'd already gulped down in an attempt to erase her resentment over having to attend a party where she didn't fit in made it easy to be flirtatious with this arrogant, cocksure, very sexy jock who had football money written all over him, from his slick back hair to his athletic body to his luxury watch.
I've bent the rules here and there.
He touched the red velvet flower in her hair with the tip of his finger.
Tell me you aren't really 13, Ms. Capulet.
His finger moved to her cheek. She let it rest there for a moment before she took a long sip of her fourth cocktail.
What do you think?
I think you left 13 behind a while ago.
She'd left 13 behind a good 21 years ago, so how could she take offense? She tossed her dishwater blonde curls like a pro at this hyper-masculine hunk of man.
Correct. And what do you do for a living, Mr. Vader? When you aren't destroying Jedis, that is.
I make money.
Really?
His gaze was brash and dangerous, exactly what she needed right now, and the alcohol numbing her brain made caressing the front of his dress shirt seem perfectly appropriate.
Any tips on how I could do that?
He gave her a cocky, bone-melting grin.
I have a few ideas.
When Rory woke up, she was alone, nauseated and naked, except for the red velvet flower hanging crookedly by her ear, a black garter belt, and a pair of fishnet stockings. She blinked at the drizzle of streetlight seeping through the window of a hotel room she dimly recalled being located in the same hallway as the party suite. After a couple of years of sexual judiciousness, she'd gone rogue. She thought she remembered a condom, but maybe not. And what if he had some horrible disease that thumbed its nose at condoms? The room spun right along with her stomach. She'd had a one-night stand, something she could check off her bucket list, except it had never been on her bucket list. But she'd been despondent and stupid, no longer herself, and this obscenely rich jock, bloated with arrogance from too much adulation, had seemed like the perfect escape. Not only had she agreed, she'd encouraged him. The party teemed with beautiful women years younger than her, each one decked in a skimpy outfit and stilettos, with hair all silky and swishy, trying to snag the attention of the bevy of professional football players in attendance. Rory, 34 years old, with runaway curls and a vintage cocktail dress that now lay in a black tulle puddle on the hotel room floor, had been the outlier, and yet Vader had singled her out. She vaguely remembered he'd had a quarterback's build, tall and broad-shouldered. His asshole arrogance and slicked back hair should have sent her running. Instead, they had somehow signaled doomy to her impaired brain. Now here she was, alone in a strange hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning, her stomach churning with self-disgust from having sex with a stranger who possessed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?